You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Bad Girls Club. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Bad Girls Club news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Bad Girls Club.
Bad girls.
What I want, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's right, I said it.
Live the life you wish you had. Wish you could spice it.
Everything.
Bad girls.
Very nice intro you just gave us there, Christina. Love it.
I try to help out where I can.
All right. No. We actually have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Already.
Well, my name's Emily. I'm
Emily Harvard. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
What up, girl? Yes. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Emily.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Emily Harbert is, she is the Duchess of AfterBuzz
TV. Oh, indeed she is, and we miss her so much. She's over in Miami working on the new Charlie's Angels right now. And
lucky lady.
If you weren't there, I know you'd be sitting here dishing Bad Girls Club with us. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, of course I would.
All right, so what are your thoughts? Are you able to join us for this episode right now?
No, I'm not, but I knew that my favorite loves, Deidre and Jesse, were hosting together.
Aww.
And I just wanted to call in and say hi. Aww. And I missed everybody at AfterBuzz.
How cute are you?
Oh, my God, she's so cute. We die for you, and we miss you so much. I wish you and Jesse were both out here sitting at the table with Christina and Courtney and me, because it feels incomplete without you two.
You're here in spirit, honey.
Yes. Wait, can you give us a quick, like, 30-second breakdown of how everything is going in Miami? Have you had lunch with Minka yet?
I have not had lunch with Minka yet, but it's been pretty crazy. Yeah, we've had some 16-hour days. We've blown some stuff up. We've had some car crashes.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's going to be a crazy show. It's going to be fun.
So you're killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and Deidre, we have to have a serious conversation later.
I will definitely. I will be on Facebook chat. I will be on iChat, however you want to get in touch
with me. Big girl ballin'.
Yeah. And we'll have to discuss Bad Girls Club. Go watch the episode, and then we'll discuss later.
Okay.
Love you. Thanks for calling
in. Hi. Have fun.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Oh my God, how cute is she? I have never met her before.
Oh my God,
totally
she's a goddess.
Just geeked out right there.
I know.
We really did geek out.
Don't you feel a love, Janity?
I did. That was my
She was such an integral part of AfterBuzz, and she made me love AfterBuzz as much as I do. It's so sad that she's gone, but she'll be back eventually.
Oh, she'll be back. They all come back.
Oh, they always come back.
And hey, we're better to be in Miami, girlfriend.
Oh,
right now.
Completely.
I'm in Miami.
The like number one show that I'm waiting.
There
on
may be one place better to be, and that would be New Orleans.
Oh, hey, okay. Nice segue.
It's better. Maybe scarier.
Oh, poor Courtney. I'll protect you through it.
I don't like crazy though.
Let's just go on the record really quickly and say like what this show means to us. How long have you been following? Did you think that this episode was even possibly capable of outdoing what we've seen in the past?
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, honestly. I feel like every season comes back and I'm like, okay, it can't be better than last season. It can't be.
Right.
And I feel like they're building us up for something great. I'm really excited.
Really sure hope that you're right on that.
I know. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Everything crossed.
Completely. Voodoo crossed. Voodoo arms.
Oh, God, no. I cannot third person a voodoo doll. I'm sorry.
Negative.
Not Judy.
Negative.
I mean,
Judy
is
crazy.
Honestly. We've seen some crazy-ish on this show.
Or Karma, should we call her?
Oh,
hot, crazy garbage is
hot,
what
crazy
we should
mess.
Call her.
right next to Yanni. My least favorite also
is Judy.
Yes.
That's your least favorite?
Boom.
Angelica is mine.
Oh. You know, you named her Angelica.
Yeah, I did.
I think that it's really, name is, I think it's Angelique.
Sounds kind of devilish.
Her name is Angelica, and she is obnoxious, and her voice drives me freaking insane, and I'm not in that house, and I want to smack her.
She didn't make a lasting impression for me.
She
My
is
favorite
obnoxious.
Is Natasha.
Wait a minute.
I love her.
Wait
what?
A minute. What?
Wait, your favorite is Natasha? Yeah, okay, she was my
I love
favorite.
Her.
Yes.
No. Yeah, honey, perfect people think alike.
Nah. That's Jesse, that's your favorite?
Yeah, I think...
Or Tierra.
No, Tierra's definitely not. Oh.
Tierra's definitely my favorite because that heifer cannot walk.
Anybody who can fall three times in the first 15 minutes, I just gotta tip my hat.
When I used to do the voice, I used to cover the voice here at AfterBuzz, Christina Aguilera says I... all the time. So we used to have a countdown of how many times Christina Aguilera says I an episode. Her highest count was like 134.
Oh my goodness.
That's ridiculous.
And literally that was within like a within a prepackage. Like she was insane. So what? I think we're going to have to start.
It's not always about you.
No.
No.
We're going to have to, especially in a competition that's about other people.
Exactly.
but I think we're going to have to start a countdown for Tierra's falls because she literally fell four times.
I think she just was trying to be cute, and she is not a high heels girl.
Okay? You can't wear them, don't. You're on TV.
She's a platforms girl, and she was trying to wear stiletto.
You put a couple tequila shots up in that mix, nobody needs to be wearing heels, honey.
She fell twice, and then they introduced Angelica.
Exactly.
Then they introduced Angelica, who said, if you wear heels and you can't walk in them, you ain't a real dancer. You ain't a real female.
Well, that is true.
I think there's going to be
some real
dancers. I don't know. I have reason to question Angelica because you got two necks and the shoulders of football players, so I'm really not.
Dude, she was ready to 10-4 hut. I'm just saying.
Do you think it was just the, like, angle of the confessional interview? Because
she was broad, large, and in charge.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm trying to give the girl the benefit of the doubt.
You are so sweet,
Wait,
honey.
But I don't know. I'm kind of with you, DJ, because when face on, her shoulders were huge.
Right.
But from the back, they didn't.
When they're squared off, they don't look
I'm
bad.
Sure in real life,
I'm sorry,
she's still, like, skinnier
if you're
than me.
Only cute from angles, you are not cute.
Oh, preach, preach. I like that. That's actually
that
probably
pretty
It's
true.
Nice that you have some angles to work with when you need to try to pretend like you're cute when you're trying
Behind
to like
it.
Be on the website.
Like,
but the truth is if you only cute from one angle, then it ain't cute.
I'm writing that down.
Let's run down our seven new girls.
Yes.
Not going to lie, a little nostalgic for my Kristen, for my Erica, for my Morgan.
A Kristen lover.
Let's go back around the table because you said, where did you guys all fall in love with Bad Girls Club?
Okay,
or
yeah,
where did you hate it? You know, where, you know, because
right.
we dragged
what
Courtney
sucked
into
you in?
I dragged Courtney into this.
Are you a newbie?
I'm not a newbie.
Oh, okay.
I'm
She's
an
not
OG.
A complete supporter. We're trying to win her over at this point.
I'm an OG of Bad Girls Club.
She won't be a complete supporter.
But the OG seasons were much different
but
than
I
the newer
want,
season.
I want Courtney's Whoa. Perspective because I just love Courtney's perspective.
Always.
Because it's always awesome.
I would love
awesome
for them to throw a girl up in the house
want me in
like
there.
Courtney. Because
Could
I
you
just,
see Courtney in that house, by the way?
I can,
she
no.
would, do you also, understand she would last
I would just
4 seconds
to walk
before
out.
Leaving?
Like, I would
yes.
have to leave.
Exactly.
Because I can't.
Courtney's too classy.
You would have
for
no patience.
Like
but the energy,
but
like,
I think you would own it, honestly. If you gave it a shot.
Like, really? I just can't. Angelica, shut up. Like, your voice is so
see,
annoying.
See, but honestly, that's what those fucking girls need. That's what
Ooh,
those girls
said
need.
The F word. I'm
oh
telling
my
you.
God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Bad girls.
We need a censor button.
That's what some of those girls really need to hear.
Well,
the voice of reason.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, do they really? Like, because now, see, okay, you're right, Jesse. Because I was in love with Bad Girls Club when, even though we knew it was a false premise, like, nobody was going to heal from their bad girl
well,
from joining
that.
The Bad Girl Club.
Explain what the Bad Girls Club originally was.
When it started out, it was supposed to be sort of, I mean, I don't honestly know that they strategically figured this out perfectly because it didn't really yield any results.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point was to bring these women together who recognized that in their day-to-day lives, they were a little bit inappropriate.
Hey.
And that maybe being in this environment together and working together, they could sort of
emote positivity?
rise above their issues, I guess, is the best way to say that.
Well, mission unaccomplished.
Mission unaccomplished, but like the first season, I can't think of the girls' names off the top of my head. I wish I had a list. I remember there was a big girl and there was the girl with the long hair that got kicked off. And she was like, you know, grew up in the hood and like was really tough and like didn't like, and she was just trying to work and like get another job. And she lost her temper and hit somebody. And like they, and one girl was from Atlanta and she was a stripper and she was trying not to be a stripper anymore.
It's on my
radar.
So
they were all trying to figure out how to function and be in LA and like change their life
for the better.
So for the better. So okay. Yes, they were bad girls. Yes, they got into fights and they would fight each other. And the long haired girl that grew up in South Central LA, I think she was from Southside. She ended up hitting somebody, like smacking her in the face and knocking her down.
Someone.
They got in a fight,
it.
And it was ugly, and she got sent home. But and then they were on Tyra, like,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, you remember
that?
Stop it!
They were on Tyra.
I had no idea.
But what was amazing is that they were actually intelligent women. They just weren't socially
tolerant
adept
of one another.
To being classy women. Like, but they were intelligent. Like that girl that got kicked off was smart as
like, so it's just their executions.
Their execution was off, and they were trying to be in an environment to, and they recognized that.
But
was
honestly,
off,
you
so
add alcohol to that equation,
and alcohol would aggravate it. But
yeah.
See, now it's kind of like grown into. Let's just put some bitches in the house that are obnoxious and will fight and just get them drunk and see what they do.
It's that on top of where the youth of America is
right.
turning into.
Our focus is on shows like Jersey Shore.
Hey, it's a great little program.
It's fantastic entertainment, but it should
caught
be
myself
aspire.
On the marathon last night.
I mean,
it's,
the most...
It's, should we aspire to behave like
that? Absolutely not. Like, say what we want about Jersey Shore. Like, that is all... Number one, all of those kids on that show know that it's a business. And they're doing Jersey Shore for the business of it. And they've all developed whatever they're going to develop outside of that to try to maintain their shit. Ain't none of them hoes doing
this,
nothing.
I gotta say, to me, this is the hottest mess show on television.
Yes.
Biggest, and I have been all about it, honey.
No,
all
but
about
when I watch
it.
The Jersey Shore, when I watch these other reality TV shows, I'm like, okay, they're playing to the camera.
They're playing now, yes.
When I watch this stuff, sometimes I believe they're playing a little bit, but... This is, I honestly believe this is.
These are just some grimy,
girls,
hard
like,
bitches.
These girls have issues.
Good word.
Even if you're going onto the show to play for the camera, shame on you.
No.
Shame on
I
you.
I mean, I always just wonder while I'm watching these shows. Do their parents watch?
Where's your mama?
Do their boyfriends watch? Do their girlfriends watch? Do their siblings watch?
My daddy will whoop my ass
God,
if he saw me on a program
under.
Like that.
If I displayed an iota of the behavior on this show, I'm not kidding you, I would have been 6 feet under 10 years ago. Like, literally.
Well, Deidre, when did you fall in love with Bad Girls?
Not the first season. I didn't really hear too much about it when it first started. What was it like? 7 years ago, maybe?
It was probably, I think it was probably like 5, because I think they'd sort of do shorter seasons.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of The Soup, and they
would
always
I think that guy is so hot.
Joel McHale?
Yeah.
Sing. I was a Greg Kinnear fan, but they would parody Flo from a couple seasons back.
Oh my God,
with
Flo
her
is a hot mess.
Banging around.
No, that was
the Flo. That was Tanisha.
As a matter of fact.
The pan? That's Tanisha, right?
A snap.
That was No Neck.
That was Tanisha.
We called her No Neck.
Okay, wait. Then Flo had the crutches, right?
Flo had crutches, yes.
What was the hot gym?
Dude, I saw this the other night.
How did you find this and pull it up so quickly?
Because I was going to say, I fell in love with Bad Girls Club when I saw it on The Soup. Actually,
did you really?
Yes.
I knew we were sold.
It was Tanisha. This is years ago, though. This is like when The Soup. Who was like the first Soup? I believe like this was. Like,
it wasn't that long ago. Because Tanisha was like.
I'm pretty sure it was Joel McHale.
It was still Joel McHale.
Tanisha, I believe, was like season 2.
No.
Yeah,
the pot banging.
She might have been 3 or 4.
If it's been around for 7 years, it had to have been 2 or 3.
But so I saw that on The Soup, and I went back and I watched every season. It took me a whole summer, and I watched every Bad Girls Club.
I mean, that took you 1 week.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
no,
don't lie. You were
no,
glued to your computer
I was,
or your TV.
I wasn't, though, at first, because I was like, really? These bitches are crazy.
Okay.
But Michelle. Then once I met, once I got into the season with Kristen.
Or the Miami season.
It was 2 seasons ago. Yeah. That's when I really was like, this show is amazing.
Did you watch the Boston season at all? I'm from Boston.
No, it wasn't in Boston.
What was the season with
no,
the country
No, it wasn't
singer?
In Boston. It just had that annoying girl from Boston. I forget her name. It escapes me.
It just, you know, regardless of when you got sucked in or if you've, you know, taken breaks from the show, it never ceases to amaze me what these girls are capable of.
And it only gets better.
It only gets better with every episode. I mean, I figured, oh, season opener, maybe we'll, you know, we'll get introduced to the girls. We'll get a little glimpse into what they're like and what they're capable of. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. We saw fights. We saw legit, like, bitchery back and forth, like, attacking personal property. We saw weirdos clutching voodoo dolls around the house. I'm not kidding you. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Only on the Bad Girls Club.
We're a real member.
I do want to teach what's her name though how to walk in heels.
Tiara.
It's so endearing. She does need lessons. So pitiful because she's like, I'm trying to be cute, y'all. I'm trying real hard.
And she walks like a dinosaur, like this, like with her T-Rex hands.
And they're
like,
so,
oh my god,
such beautiful heels. Amazing. Like they're all glittery and pretty.
Oh my gosh,
like,
right?
How could you do them so wrong, girl?
Practice a little in your bedroom. And there she don't goes. Drink as much tequila.
No, and if, yeah, if you down. Know you're
no,
gonna
you
drink
you should be
tequila,
able to drink and still walk, though.
Exactly. If you know you're going to drink tequila, why don't you practice with a couple shots in your heels in your room?
Oh, my God. In the comfort and the embarrassment
comfort and
of
embarrassment
yourself. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so really quick, let's maybe just rattle off our cast that we've got to work with this season, which
got
I'm
it.
Very, very impressed by.
Creole voodoo bitch, number one.
Creole, is that a self?
I'm going to tell everybody I'm Creole. Creole.
That's what
DJ,
they call
I'm
going to
ask if we can go backwards and end with that one.
Oh.
Just
point
because,
taken.
I mean,
sure.
The whole episode.
Sure, and you know, interestingly enough, as I'm going backwards, like, Tasha was by far the most boring. So we'll save the best for last.
Tasha, right,
yeah. Tasha, okay. AKA Miami.
That's right, girl.
She just seemed like the Morgan of the group. I'm really pretty. I've got like a great body. I like to party in Miami.
I think Judy's the Morgan. Maybe Morgan has a fleet.
Judy is not glamorous.
No, I wouldn't call her glamorous, but I wouldn't say Morgan was glamorous either. She's
Morgan,
busted
though, had
down.
The hot body, though. She loved tanning.
She's
on
a
yachts.
Butterface, honey.
I know, but so is sort of Tasha. They're all.
Yeah,
okay.
Tasha's no hottie.
So
let's
she's.
Keep it real.
I dubbed her the brat of the group.
The
like,
brat.
Okay. Then we've got Shelly, who I think is going to be another all star this season.
The flow.
She's the lesbian.
But more rational.
Good.
You think she's more
like
rational
that,
than
yes.
Flo?
I definitely disagree. Oh no, no.
Really?
I'm with Courtney.
I don't think she's more rational than Flo.
I literally
Flo was down ass chick, and yeah. She just got screwed because she let her feelings because she thought those were her friends, and
exactly.
That's when Flo got crazy. But this chick on the first day talking about we family. Why we all gotta hang out at the club? Are you kidding? Like I don't know you. I just met you like
exactly.
2 hours
like,
ago.
Honestly, she didn't know that guy anymore, and she knew those girls.
Exactly.
The
right. So exactly. She wants to roll with the dude for a minute, and it's not like she went home with the dude and. Didn't come back to the house. Like
I mean,
that was
she
crazy.
Wanted to, but her, you know what, got stepped on by her roommate.
Shelly is crazy.
Yeah,
Shelly thought it was a sorority bonding experience, and it's yes. A Bad Girls Club. It's right. The antithesis of that. What were you going to say?
Go
ahead.
Sorry, just like Flo thought we were all family. You know,
Flo thought they were family after.
Oh, wait, I want to explain something with Flo.
Do it.
I lived
do
in
it,
New
boo.
York for 6 years, right? So the thing about people from the Bronx, and actually this is why I kind of wanted to like Angelica, but...
Except...
She just has other issues, which when we get to her, we'll speak
about. At least you tried.
And please pronounce her name correctly. It's Angelic.
Her name
There's
is
no
Angelica,
There's no
and Angelic? She shortened it to Angelic because she was trying to be cool in
Angelique.
The strip club.
I might be able to see that.
Okay, go.
So,
sorry.
All right, with Flo, the thing about Bronx people is they're so... They're very like when you connect with them, they really take you like your family, and they're very in your face. They tell you like
they are in your
no,
face.
No, girl,
honey.
Don't wear that because you look fat, and you'll be like, what?
I'm like, who the fuck?
But you
are
have
you?
To accept it because she's saying it because she loves you and she doesn't want you to go outside looking like that.
Right.
You could say she wants you to say it to her. She wants you to speak like that to
comes
her.
Comes from a good place,
right? And so at first they all started getting along with Flo, and then little backstabbings and things like that come into play, and. You don't play like that with
especially with somebody that has
people.
An anger issue.
Now, here's my thing. Flo also did have anger issues, but at the same time, it took a while before Flo attacked anybody because
exactly.
She said, y'all not going to kick me out of here. Shelly was... I liked Shelly at the beginning of the episode, and then towards the middle, I was like...
I like Shelly. She could
this
stay.
Bitch is crazy.
Well, we were laughing because Shelly had about 12 different faces
yes.
Within a 30-second
period. We were
period.
Like, who are you?
Her picture on the wall was...
Looks like one person.
One person. Then her confessional interview
I agree.
Is another
one.
Person.
And then she emerges as a blonde, like, when she arrives
into
at the
house.
Maybe so, her and Tiara will be friends, because Tiara claims
got
that she has three
personalities.
Yes.
Well, did y'all think she was a lesbian from the picture? Like, how did they guess that?
Maybe she's Booksies.
No. She looked like a cute little pixie tattoo punky girl. She didn't look like, you know.
That really got me off.
Yeah. So we've got, you okay, girlfriend?
I'm here.
You need a swig of water?
Tiara, who we just went over, the three personalities. I think that that's genius. Very Nicki Minaj of her.
But oh, hopefully... don't even get me started on Nicki Minaj. We can't even go there right now.
Okay, we won't start yet.
Different show.
We've got Natasha, who's from California, and she seems to be the mom of the group.
And she calls herself mom.
Is she the oldest?
Is she the oldest? I think she is in the older group.
Okay, but maybe not per se.
Definitely
the
maturity
or
level.
Or Shelly's might be the oldest.
Yeah, I think.
Do we know how old Shelly was?
Well, Shelly was 23.
Oh.
Because I actually wrote that down.
Natasha? Really?
Yeah.
Because Shelly is the one that called all the girls babies.
Babies. And I thought they were all like 22 and 23.
Yeah, you can't call someone a baby if you're 23. I think
they're all under 25, so they all need to shut up.
You're not a baby.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Natasha, who's the voice of reason and wants to be like the pacifier of the group. She tries to break up a lot of the Judy and...
not for long, though.
Shelly fights. Well,
fingers crossed.
Right. I give her brownie points for trying to be like the mom of the group. We've got Priscilla, the New York tough girl.
Staten Island.
She's kind of vanilla for me. Didn't really do much
she's
for
a
me.
Punk. Yo, you can see that at the end. She's like, oh, I was just trying to know you.
The
talking
Priscilla?
To the crazy in the pool. She was talking to the crazy girl in the hot tub. Like, how are you going to say I'm fake? And we don't know. Yeah, she's crazy.
No,
too.
Thanks.
Boo. And Priscilla, you got on the shit list just then.
I can't wait to
we
see
We saved
her after
the best for last,
shots.
You guys. The absolute star of this episode, Miss Judy.
Miss Judy.
You guys, I'm
I think
so...
her voodoo doll is a star.
Yeah,
exactly.
I am so...
Can we name the voodoo doll?
Can't we? Because I was thinking the exact same thing right now.
Creole voodoo bitch number two?
It was her baby.
There it is.
It was like it was a child. She wouldn't leave it alone for 2.5 seconds. She coddled it with her in her arms.
With her purse.
Regardless.
And she
jacuzzi,
let her booty
kitchen.
Thing out. The whole episode. Yeah. Like, cover your voodoo
well,
doll
until
up.
The end when it didn't have any booty.
So where did... Okay, so she arrives at the house and they just had a little stuffed animal there. And because she's the first one, she what takes like mothership of ownership.
I like it. It's the highlights.
Well, okay, no, so. She took ownership because she went in there. She started. She's like the Natalie Nunn of the group, and she just claims things. And she was like, "I'm Creole. I rep New Orleans, and I do voodoo. My aunt or somebody in her family does voodoo.
Okay, so she felt a connection.
Saw, yeah,
she's like,
saw
I'm
the
in a
doll.
Video. I'm manipulative and deceitful, and I'm proud.
And
like,
she
calm
said,
down,
she
girl.
Said, I'm manipulative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She did it.
Yeah, she did.
She made up her own word. Well, on pronunciation.
And she also has over 5,000 friends on Facebook.
Anybody that includes Gucci Mane.
Who was the other one? Gucci Mane,
Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, and Shawty Low.
And Waka Flocka.
Well,
I mean,
isn't
Gucci
artists.
Mane? Didn't he just get out of jail? Like, why is that your claim to fame, boo?
Exactly. Like, I love all those artists. They're great. But why are you attached to them? Because I
you're,
never heard
she
of you.
She said she was in a video. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I thought
one
video wholeness went out in 2002.
Hello.
And first of all, if you're on
a
web
video,
it doesn't count.
That doesn't count. A web video?
Oh, yeah.
Because what video is she in? Because
video hoes ain't what they used to be.
Look, if you're not the girl in the video, you don't get to claim it. I don't care if you were extra number 643 in the middle of a club making it rain.
Exactly.
It doesn't count.
I'm pretty sure Amber Rose took the crown and walked away and it no longer
exists.
And
the girl
and she's making a nice pretty penny
off
of it.
And Michael Jackson.
Just, and not like that, but like, okay, you know Gucci Mane, you know Shawty Low, you know Waka Flocka, you know Lil Wayne, but do they know you?
No.
Exactly.
The answer is no, my friend.
Well, they may know your... cooter, but they may not know you.
They know
you. Did not go there.
I'm just letting you know. Your face may not have been a part of that acknowledgement.
Face from the South.
Let's just talk about the episode. As after we got to know the girls a little bit, they of course have their like initiation night out.
Yes.
And they go out to the club. And the big issue of the night is that Judy
is stupid.
Video girl that she
insane.
Is seems to gravitate towards the men, and she finds a guy that she wants to like. She kept it PG, which I give her credit for. She just like made out with this random guy in the club, and Shelly takes this really, really personally. She's like, "Why is she off meeting guys?
She's up in everybody's business.
Crazy.
Like, let that hoe do what she do, okay? And let her do it well because she's gonna be out of the house in 3 episodes.
Exactly,
Shelly. You think?
I hope both. Honestly.
Well, no, see,
no, actually,
I think Judy
I do
plays
like Shelley, but I
Judy
want Judy
ain't going
out.
Nowhere because Judy is not trying to get kicked out of the house. She's just trying to get remembered for being the crazy.
Get and like Deja minutes. Said, she's the star of the show.
She is.
And these girls gave it to her.
Just like
they
Natalie.
Gave her
of course,
the
they
platform.
Right. They allowed her to affect their emotional zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and good job on her part. I mean, I don't think you go in the Bad Girls Club to not be the star.
Right.
They all want that you know, acclaimed title. So good for Judy.
But
for
do you ever think you
want
to be like the known girl because you spit on pizza?
No. Like, oh, you're such a bad girl. You do shit behind people's backs. Oh,
like,
you're
that's
so
not bad.
Cool. Like,
I mean, it all goes
in
back
front of my
to...
face.
I mean, it was kind of cool behind the back a few seasons ago. I can't remember which season it was, but somebody was like changing this girl's like weight loss supplement stuff. You remember
that?
That was a Kristen
and someone
one.
Else. No, it wasn't that one.
No. That was the season right before.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Wait. Her name's not Sarah. The blonde
one
girl.
One was Annie. I think
was
Annie was the one
name?
That was getting
the cheat on her man.
Yes, it was Annie.
It was? Yeah.
It was Annie. Oh,
yes.
I just watched the
What's
clip.
What's the blonde girl's name?
I can't remember.
We'll look that up.
But nonetheless, like, that was like, to me, that was some kind of skilled, stealthy
like,
shit.
Hey, you're fat and she couldn't fit in that corset.
Yeah,
like, oh,
that's stealthy.
Gotcha.
That's kind of funny. But this like, I'm going to wreck your bed and throw glass on it.
Like, honestly, if you have to tell somebody for them to know they've been fucked with, like, maybe it wasn't that bad.
This is just where, like, I'm sort of a hypocrite because I think it is such a sad world when we're giving people like Judy and these girls a vehicle to be famous, to be on TV, to get press coverage, to have AfterBuzz TV talking about them.
It's depressing.
They don't I love
have,
the show.
They
it's
don't
embarrassing.
Have college
I love
degrees.
The show.
They probably have never done an hour of community service in their life. These girls, granted, I'm generalizing, but, you know, these girls are getting famous for, like you said, spitting in pizza, for hitting each other. It's just so barbaric on so many levels. But I'm a hypocrite because I just love
Here's
watching
the thing.
It.
If you have quality material, all good things follow. So these girls will be remembered for 5 minutes, and
but
that's it.
That's
but,
true.
And that's my point right here. None of the Bad Girls Club have ever
leveled to
been
Snooki
famous
status.
Oh,
you know
I love
I mean?
Snook and stuff.
We love them all for so the cute. Season. You get into them. You know, even Natalie, as much as I hated her, I love that they
success.
I love that she was in the house because it gave me a great season of entertainment.
Yeah.
I can refer back to it.
Exactly.
But she's nothing new.
Right.
Exactly.
These girls will never I don't believe they get paid to go to clubs. Like, who wants them?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe they do a few club appearances, like right when the season's hot.
Right when the
it's not. I don't think Natalie Nunn is hosting Dre's at the W, or you know what I mean?
No,
like
exactly.
Nothing like that. So, so let's just get back. Sorry to Shelley and Judy. The nonsense starts in the limo on the way home.
The ultimate limo fight, as always.
That trick broke glass in the limousine.
I mean,
but
they
knows
all should have choked her out. They all should have choked her out. They all should have been like this on her head and like tied her up and been done. Because first of all, you're going to break glass in the limo, which means my could get cut.
Okay.
My foot could get cut. My legs is all out because I'm wearing my party clothes. And that was ignorant. That was just would have suffocated her on the seat.
Like, I'm wondering
sit
what
on
the-
her like a bad child and beat her with your, like, spank the shit out of her because she's ridiculous.
Yeah. Hello. I'm wondering what the poor limo driver is thinking as soon as they put that bad girl symbol on it. Like, oh, shit, it's going to be a long night.
Like, make sure it's like bulletproof glass. Like,
it
can't be broken.
That's not his limo. That they pay for
it. I just don't even
want to
hear it. As long as
it's
going to
be a long night. You're like, okay, great. It's going to be a long evening.
Ugh.
The drama gets taken back to the house, and we have Angelic punches Priscilla. Not okay.
Shut up. Like, my thing with Angelic is just like, this is what I don't like about, okay, there's two different types of people, I mean, just in the world, when it comes down to trying to prove your toughness. If you're walking around like the little chihuahua with the big bite. That's what I felt like she was. It was just
big
like...
Big bark, little bite.
Big,
hey,
yeah.
Me too.
You know, it's just like, you're going around, I'm not a baby. They can think I'm a baby, but I can drink.
Yeah, but you sound like a baby when you're whining, girl.
Oh, my God. And I didn't mean to punch her picture out. I just was mad at the time.
And I'm going to put it back because I respect
you. Not belong
in
this house.
And then I'm going to pour my beer all over it because I'm not a baby.
I'm still sort of mad.
I'm not a baby. Vomit. Yes, you are, honey.
I have written in quotes, I'm a celebrity. Do we remember who threw that quote
yeah.
out?
Yep, I have.
That would be Judy. Creole voodoo, bitch.
Judy.
That would be Judy, right.
yeah.
Name slanger.
You Wait, guys, yes. I'm a celebrity?
Wait, but she said that after she had all that liquor poured on her. Oh, she was literally her. Saying that.
She was saying she that's what celebrities do.
Name dropping like, instigator.
Of course I got liquor all over me and I'm carrying a raggedy voodoo doll because I'm a celebrity.
Obviously, that's what celebrities behave.
Do. Like, yeah. that's what we got.
And that's why yeah. Shelly spit on her. Okay.
Exactly. It's because that's she's jealous that she's not a celebrity like Julie.
But at the same time, Shelly, you spitting on her, like, that makes you the same trash she is.
Wait,
you
but know? Did Shelly spit on her yeah. before the pizza incident?
Yes, before the did. Pizza, yeah.
yeah.
So, to me,
that was saying the pizza, garbage. The pizza was the retaliation.
Yes. Right.
Now, but see, the dumb thing on Judy's behalf was you're not just spitting on Shelly.
Shelly's pizza. You're she spit spitting on everybody's pizza.
So, subsequently, she pissed off Tiara. Who else was in? Who else ate
Tasha.
Pizza?
Don't piss Tasha. Off a bitch that can't walk in heels now.
Natasha. Oh, yeah.
No, she'll go T-Rex on you.
Mm.
Well, now, here's my other thing. Christina, like, see, to me, well, to me, just in any reality show, whenever somebody spits on somebody,
it's disgusting.
To me,
that's the lowest.
Biggest
the lowest
disrespect thing. You can do.
And that's where it was for Shelly with me. That was where it was like, really? You really let this girl get under your
skin? Yeah, seriously. It wasn't even that heartfelt in her. Oops.
No. Like, just, look at on the TV right now with her do. Little voodoo doll. Just ridiculous.
You got, well, it. You know what? The Bad Girls Club, I've always been like, wow, those are just crazy bitches. Judy, and I say this with all the respect in the world, she might honestly need like psychiatric evaluation because it reminds me of like, you know, that movie Lars and the Real Girl.
Never saw it.
Ryan Gosling movie where he's like in love Ooh, with a blow up doll.
It. Oh, yeah. See,
okay, see. It's sort of reminiscent of that. Like, if you know what? If you like the doll and you carried it around when you first got there, fine. She's made it extremely clear that this doll is her everything.
It's her only
it's
friend
her
she's
child,
gonna make.
It's her friend. It's literally the only thing that she has, and she's clutching onto it, and she's drunk,
That's
and it's
sad.
A little weird. And it's she could be a candidate for
I'm crying
some sort
underneath
of evaluation.
These shades.
I think
you are
sort of all an really act. All an act.
I do too.
It is all an act.
I also have written in quotes. I have more Facebook friends than you.
Well, back and forth. That's why Natasha can't be my boo.
Well, wait, but this is my question. Was Natasha literally saying
Dude,
that, or
yeah, really,
was she saying
it? Because I want her to be my favorite, but how could
like,
say
to make
that?
Fun of her?
That is a mystery because I feel like it could go either way. She was maybe mocking her to piss her off, or she's trying to teach her a lesson. Like, you're not a celebrity. I've got way more Facebook friends right. than you, and it's just a really bad attempt at like,
it
trying
been
to sound
editing.
Cool because it sounds
vote
really
the
lame.
Because I'm yeah. sure the editors have a lot of stuff to work with for this
show. Oh, yeah. Completely. So then we have Shelly, Priscilla, and Natasha wind up going to sleep at a hotel, which I have a question about because I grew up watching The Real World. And
yeah.
The rule was the second your hand lays on somebody else, out.
Not
we
in this house, honey.
We have a zero tolerance.
This house? You go on hotel vacation, then you come back 2 days later.
So they're rewarding the behavior by letting them sleep in 3,000 Egyptian count sheets? Like, what? I don't get that. Why didn't they just throw her out?
Well, no. They,
don't contemplate the ways of the bad girls. It is what it is.
No.
Don't question.
Because if they kicked them out, they wouldn't have a show.
They judge
that,
it based.
Because they fight every week.
Yeah, but they also judge it based on
severity
like,
and stuff.
The severity of
yeah,
the situation.
If it's
oh,
a threat.
Well, at least they're gauging.
If it's something like this was the first night, they know Judy's in this house like poking.
The ball yes. out.
So they, you know what I mean? Like what I believe they do is they sit them down and are like, look, y'all can't keep doing this. Like you need right. to go back in this house. You can either get along with her. You can yell at her, spit on her, do whatever you need to do to her, but just do not lay
Don't
your hands
on her. Don't
beat
the crap out of her.
And so I believe they'll her. Let her come back and they'll give her another chance. Because Judy's sitting there like, you're out, you're done.
Done, Kaylee.
And so isn't that what happened with Flo? Like, they had the vote.
Well, yeah.
If
no,
it made them uncomfortable.
No, Flo's bags outside of the house.
But that happens every season. But Flo, they didn't kick her out the first time. Remember, she
yeah,
said that was the biggest
At some point,
mistake.
They were like, I'll forgive you. And she's like, I'm okay. Like, because it was up to the other girl if she felt, like, really uncomfortable, like it would happen again or something.
Erica. Wait, huh. was it Erica? Who did Flo
wait,
choke up
wait.
Outside the pool?
I don't
Erica
remember,
was
but it was
funny.
Was
no, yeah, but who did Flo
oh,
choke
no,
right
but
by
she,
the pool?
Because she, like, threw her in the pool.
Yeah.
it
and
was,
she was like, I'm so
right,
mad that
I let
you stay.
And it was funny because Flo was on crutches, but she still managed to get yeah. in the pool. Yeah, yeah, it was really funny.
That was awesome.
It was Erica, honey, wasn't it?
No, there was no Erica
Erica
that
was a different season. That was Miami.
I need to figure that out.
Flo was in LA.
Wikipedia doesn't have their seasons up. Like, whatchamacallit do?
And then
Bad Girls Overload.
We end the episode with the girls going to sleep in the hotel. And while they're at the hotel, Judy takes the opportunity to trash Shelly's bed. But what Judy doesn't understand is that it's actually Tasha's bed.
Fuck with the bull, you get the horns, honey.
Ooh, I like that.
Dirty. That's my old master.
She is full blown, like, dumping beer. She took the artwork off the wall, and then she ended it with the whole, like, shattered glass thing
in the bed.
Oh, she said, let her sleep on glass.
What makes me mad is that she's doing all this S behind their backs, like, do it in front of their face.
Do something baller and actually do it to their face.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's a horrible human
being. Say something. Whenever they approach her in person, it's always...
Or communicate like an adult and say to the, you know?
Yeah, she has the doll and she's waving the doll around and she's rubbing
it in their face. Psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
And now we have the pizzas up on the screen right now.
Do not give me a slice of that.
What was interesting is when we were watching it, I think it was all three of you that were like, don't mess with my food.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Granted, I've never been in a position where people have messed with my
food.
That's
low.
Knock on wood.
That is low.
Okay, explain.
Because you're going behind my back and you're effing with what I'm ingesting.
It's your food.
Do you think it's as vile as spitting on somebody?
Yes.
I
think that's worse.
Because it's going through your system.
It's going through my system. And not only that, but if I spit on you and you are offended, spit back on me.
It's
like food. In your face.
But
yeah,
like to go behind my back, and I forget, somebody did it in a prior season. It was actually worse than this situation.
Yeah, this was kind of like.
It was
like,
with the brownies.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
The blonde chick.
One of the Ambers?
But, she's like an Italian girl. It's from that season, though.
Yeah, all
it's a skinny blonde
like,
girl that we can't
remember
her
situation,
name.
It's like, I'm a whole big thing about diseases and who knows what you have. And,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's really easy to catch
things. Do you
know
that?
Yes. That's called being smart and responsible.
And especially yes. Judy, who's all up in everyone's business at the first nightclub we went to. Like, no, honey. No. I don't know what your voodoo doll has. I don't know what you have. Keep it to yourself. And
bro.
I think Judy's in for a really rough season because, A, she's the youngest, so she's the most emotionally immature. I don't know if she's fit to be matched up against somebody like Shelly, who seems like she's just got like
so
no
much rage up in her.
Yeah, she's got no problem telling you where to go or how to do it or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see how.
Yeah, in her interview,
Judy
she was like,
out.
"Please don't light my fuse." I'm like, "Okay, girl."
Well, it's already been lit.
We've barely been here for 2 seconds.
I think Shelly is a whole lot of talk.
Oh, so you don't buy it?
I don't buy it at all because the person that was cool in the episode was Judy. As obnoxious and weird and crazy as the heifer is, like, she was chill. She was
I
like,
bought it, though. Like, that's
whatever.
Who she is.
I mean, if that's who she is, that's who she is. But she's not tripping.
Exactly.
Shelly's
exactly.
already, like, trying to...
Did you buy the
spitting
whole...
on her
exactly.
and smacking her. It's like, over
like,
some dumb ish. Like, oh, I was talking
TV.
To a dude, and, oh, I'm carrying around a doll. Like, wow. Back up. Wow. It's
exactly.
not that serious.
Let
exactly.
the slow girl sit in the corner
that's
with
not a bad chick.
Doesn't it remind you? A mental institution?
Yes.
Like, literally, I feel so bad, like,
let
even
her
saying
her doll.
That. But it reminds me of Brittany Murphy in that movie that I love. What's it called? With Michael Douglas. And she plays insane asylum, and she clutches her baby doll. I'll never tell.
Oh,
that one.
What is that?
Don't say a word.
That's
what this is reminiscent of. And I'm going to be.
Yeah, she is that crazy.
I'm going to be ridiculous. Very interested to see whether Judy behaves like this and is attached to that damn doll all season. Or if she's going to kindly put the doll away where it belongs in a closet.
That doll's going to get burnt up by episode 2.
Physically, I don't think that doll's going to make it
very much
that
longer.
That doll needs to be
especially
condemned
after
by
destroying
the Board of
that
Health.
Bed.
Okay. That is how disgusting that doll is.
Yeah. Judy just let these people pour all this stuff all over her bed. Like, just
do you have other sheets? Like, are they
I know, you did
wash?
Make that comment.
Like,
sure.
No, but, and as I found out when we did the Jersey Shore last season here at AfterBuzz, we have had producers of different reality shows come on. The producers don't go in and clean this house.
No!
Like, they say these are the most
nasty,
real world,
dirty
all
girls.
Their shows. If you make the mess,
you have to clean it.
There's
you
no cleaning
there.
Crew.
No,
yo, mama don't work here. Clean up after yourself.
That's a hot mess. And liquor all up in your sheets and in your mattress.
Maybe Tierra's stripping money can pay for the cleaning lady.
That's true. She was getting her bounce on.
I mean, granted, I'm like light years away from ever being like any of these girls. But and I hope to most other people, like your bed is like your most sacred space. And I like to keep it as clean, neat, organized. I don't eat in bed, literally. And these girls are not even there for 10 minutes. And like you said, nasty. I hope you have another set of sheets. Because
sheets. And, but your mattress is still going to smell like booze. Like, that's nasty. I'm sorry.
So awful.
It grosses me out. I'm a little bit of a germ.
Me too.
That's too much.
Do you want to take a quick commercial break and we'll come right back?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan.
Want to find out what the After Buzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why After Buzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Now that's how you do it in the Bad Girls Club. You don't touch anybody.
You make your
you
own
just
fun.
Be obnoxious.
That's it. Exactly.
Go to Nisha from Brooklyn.
That's
ahead,
it,
girl.
She's probably. Would you wait? Who would you say is the most famous that's emerged?
I would think Tanisha.
That clip is by far.
And Tanisha's like done other stuff, right?
Yeah, she. They have. Her, they use her
a lot for hosting.
Hosting
crap.
Situations. There's actually, I forget, I can't think off the top of my head who they're doing.
Do you know what I'd like to implement?
Let's talk a little bit about what some of the Bad Girls Clubs we've heard have been doing lately.
Okay, sure. Let's do that.
So, I know you had a story about Erica.
Ow!
Easy, La Tigre.
You got really excited.
I did get really excited. Okay. When I first, I know, right? When I first started at AfterBuzz, I barely knew Jesse, but we had bonded on our mutual love of Bad Girls Club on AfterBuzz TV. And I had seen in the news previously, earlier that day on TMZ, that Erica is a full-blown, full-throttle porn star.
Yeah.
She made
a really
raunchy,
gross,
graphic porn tape.
Since the taping of Bad Girls?
Yeah, after. And you know who she did it with? The guy that she met out, was it in Key West?
Yep.
Stop it right now.
Adrian, she made it with him. And
it was love. It was love, girl.
It reminded me of Judy telling the guy tonight, I'm going to make you famous. Because Erica, not that he's famous, but Erica took her Bad Girls Club guy with her and made a little tape together.
Well, not
gotta
only
make
that,
all the way
to add
can.
On
Real
to
love.
That,
yes.
To add on to that, Erica is trying to start a porn series using all of the bad girls, using as many bad girls as she can.
Yes.
Wow, keep it classy.
So
right?
Maybe this is her way. Okay. She's going to try and interject and grab Judy because Judy is the one with the fame right now. Mm-hmm. So Erica can hop onto her little.
Be about your business.
Fame. Interesting because you'd think that any of these girls would be totally down for anything like that. If they're willing to behave like this on TV, why wouldn't they be willing to do porn? But.
Angelic.
Yeah. Well, she's been practicing.
A paycheck is a big motivation for a lot of people.
Penis.
I don't know how much Erica made off of that. What did you say? Something naughty.
I said,
I'm sure Erica made a decent amount of money off of that.
I mean, more than she would make at the corner.
Of course. I mean, that's,
you know,
I have nothing against porn. I am a supporter. Do what it do. Do it well. Hey, but you're going to bring the bad girls into it. Like,
it's legal.
I just think that it's unrealistic. I mean, they've tried to do a little bit of that with the VH1 reality stars.
Stop it right now.
They had Toasty did one.
Oh, Toasty.
Frenchie is a porn star. I mean,
Toasty totally did one. And so did Frenchie.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I didn't know that, though.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, Erica really didn't see it coming from her, of all people.
Mm. From cheerleader to porn star.
Exactly. I totally would have expected it from someone more like raunchy. Exactly.
She's just, this is so bad. And please, nobody hate me out there for
what?
It. But Erica is just gross. Fat.
She,
I call
I
her
thought
fat
she was
going to
be the lesbian.
She's just fat.
That's so mean.
Like,
oh, chance.
She isn't fat, but she's just fat tits. Just she like Miss Piggy, like gross. Like the sex would just be hot, sweaty. Disgusting.
Ew, stop, Jesse.
Well, Adrian doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
Jesse's fantasy.
Wait, who? Adrian? let's talk about Kat. Do we remember Kat?
Yes. I don't know details, and I don't want to say something that's not true, but TMZ was posting for a while, keeping up with Kat and her big drug cartel scheme.
Oh,
she
Lord.
And some people that she was friends with were like either harboring a lot of drugs or selling a lot of drugs. There was some whole big drug issue.
She was arrested. I can't remember for how much it was. It was a ridiculous
huge amount,
amount
of money. Yeah. It was somewhere between like $50,000, $100,000. It wasn't like she was peddling like $250 worth of cocaine or anything. It was like a really, really hefty amount. So,
and all I have to say to that is like, really, on the Bad Girls Club, if you remember, she left the show because she said, "I'm too classy for this."
Right.
Wait, is that the same cat that we're talking about right now? Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah.
No, girl.
The one that left. The one that was friends with Kristen.
Dude, I loved her until she banked out early. That made me a little upset, but.
I covered an event.
She went to go like get her career started.
Oh, yeah, totally. I covered an event about a year ago. It was at the Colony nightclub.
Oh, girl.
In Hollywood. And because I was working, I was outside. The red carpet was outside. And I saw, like, this massive camera crew and, like, all these people were, like, rushing. And I was like,
like,
whoa,
oh,
who am I missing
God.
Over there? It was
it's
Kristen.
Rachel McAdams. Or somebody.
A lot
kidding.
Classier than that. Kristen. And she was eating up the spotlight.
Kristen Blondie?
Blondie. The paparazzi were bored because nobody had like left the club yet. So they're talking to her. They're giving her 10 minutes in the spotlight. And she was just absorbing it for what it was worth. And it was just so funny because these girls really do want to be followed by the paparazzi. They go on the show, I think, to become household names and famous. But for the most part, I really don't think it's working out in their favor. Because no one wants to ask Kristen for, like, style tips.
I mean, do you want to hang out with her?
No.
Do you want her to style
I don't
your
take
hair?
I don't want style tips from her.
Me either.
I don't want weight loss tips
Brunettes.
From her.
Brunettes.
But I want to say this about Kristen.
What?
I would have wanted to hang out with her if
she wasn't
her,
such a fucking bitch.
No, if her and what's the girl with the... she always had the red lipstick on.
Oh, Leah. I loved her.
If her and Leah.
I liked her in the beginning, but then she turned like sellout at the end.
No, she was a crazier version of Kat Von D.
Exactly. If her and Leah continued their friendship, because I loved that whole thing where they would kick people out the house. I loved it. I really did.
They were so mean together.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Leah just switched for no reason, and it
That's
was just like.
That's what I'm saying.
She dumped
Kristen.
She
dumped Kristen and like was all of a sudden friends with the girl that Kristen and her kicked off. So to me, that was so fake.
She was roommates with her, Kaylee.
Yeah, at the end, yes.
Yeah.
And then she left.
No. She was roommates with Kaylee
at
the reunion.
Oh, yes. They were friends. Okay.
So,
what I was going to say earlier is I know that they have Perez Hilton hosting usually the reunions.
Oh, love me some Perez, girl.
Okay, well, love me some Maria Menounos.
Yeah, I don't want
are
Maria
Are you joking?
On show.
Maria,
I don't want
do not
her.
Ever.
Maria's a lot classier
It's
than
so
that.
Beautiful, so classy.
No, well,
I just feel like Maria could teach them a lesson
no,
or two.
And that's exactly.
No.
A lesson
she,
or two
okay,
about
you guys
styling
know, like,
class.
They're not
hey,
there
man,
for
girl.
Either
yeah.
of those.
You know, like, Charm School?
Barf.
That would be so cute for these ladies.
Love Charm School, yeah. But it was nothing like this.
I would.
But
I could see Maria on there to teach them that, but I don't want her to
Maria's
get hurt.
Maria's not going to be associated.
I don't
with
want to get hurt.
She's
That's
so
all.
Cute and so wonderful.
Keep
I
Perez
her.
On
there. Yes.
And
Keep
then Perez. Another person, actually speaking of Flo, congratulations, Flo. She just got married.
Oh, aww. Yay. And good for her.
I believe she is having a baby. So.
Wait. Is she married to?
Who's she married
a
to?
A man.
She married a dude.
Okay.
She married
right
a
on.
Dude. They had a nice little...
bun in the oven.
A little bun in the oven. Yeah.
Good for her. So that's awesome.
Congratulations to Flo.
Even watching last season's reunion.
Congrats,
no, two
Boo.
Seasons ago with Kristen. Kristen was so mellow and mature at the reunion, and Leah was like, and it's just so
Could
nice
you imagine
when you see
Flo
these girls
pregnant?
Graduating. Oh, no, I can't.
Maybe she's grown. She saw herself
perhaps,
on TV and was
perhaps.
Humiliated.
I would hope
I never
so.
Want to see myself taped.
Embarrassed.
Any last... Any last predictions do we have for the season? Things we'd like to see? Things we'd like to...
Natasha will rule the house. That's what
so?
I predict.
Okay.
All right, well, let's talk
She's
about
smart.
Who do we think's going to... Where do we think the allies are going to fall? Because we're starting to see them all, we saw them all thrown up
Tierra.
In the air. Someone is going to befriend Judy. Because it always happens
well,
at
it was
one
Angelique.
Point.
It's going to be
Priscilla.
Stupid little Priscilla.
Priscilla.
No, because we saw Angelique fight...
Or the baby.
In Judy's face at the end.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be that baby girl, Angelique, or okay. whatever the church
I think Priscilla is weird and crazy, and she's going to join up with Judy.
They'll play both sides of the
And end. They'll play both sides. And I think Shelley is going to be out of the house again.
I think she'll get kicked off.
She doesn't control herself yeah. at all.
How many kickoffs do we think? How many people do you think are getting kicked
At
off
least four.
You I think
hope
four?
Two.
I hope.
I think two.
I could see two.
And I'm going to say three. I'll just go in the middle because you never know when one other
exactly.
girl can come out of left field and do something stupid and get kicked
Cannot
off.
And that's true. The replacements
wait.
Can always bring in.
Right.
Actually. Right.
The replacements are sometimes just as dramatic as the cast.
I also predict somebody from the past making a short visit.
Jesse has sort of teased that you can maybe try to get Natalie on the show.
We're going
to
try and get Natalie Nunn on the
show. Yeah,
fabulous.
Come play with us, girl.
Have fun with
I interviewed
one.
Her at the BET Awards 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
She was very, very nice.
Was she?
Very.
She was a character on the show.
She has to be nice. She's trying to make it
make
in the world.
She had her publicist with her. I was a little shocked that she had a publicist. But nonetheless, couldn't have been nicer or more flattered that someone wanted to speak to her. And,
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully she'll be just as agreeable to do this.
What a great little turnaround.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else that we can sort of tease for the viewers that they can look forward to?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just going to be a crazy season, guys.
We need to get Erica in here. I want to ask about the porn insane. Career and why. Why go in that
Or
direction?
If not Erica, Adrian, because he's probably yes. really looking for somebody.
Son.
I bet Done. He's really like, yeah, you guys want to interview me? Sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
for
so
sure.
We'll reach out to the porn production company. I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud. We'll reach out to the porn production company's PR offices and try to make some magic happen.
Make it work.
Thanks for hanging out with Christina, Courtney, and myself. Have a good night.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.